Finally into your senses. What a wonderful day to be a villainess. Yes. What? What do you mean? With the power of friendship, I will defeat you. Have you seen yourself? You are chained to the wall in a very humid basement. I don't see anyone here besides you, so the power of friendship won't do. Them. They're not your friends. No, they're not. Look, I'm gonna give you very basic advice. Just because you quote-unquote save the world, which it's not the world, it's just a tiny little city, but just because, as you say, you save the world with them, doesn't make you their friends. No, sweet little dumb thing. It makes you their colleagues. That's not to say that you are unable to befriend your colleagues, but before friendship comes, work with your relationship with them. So it is colleagues. So maybe you change your shtick, your very cliche and very, very humiliating, if I do say so myself, whole thing of, with the power of friendship, with the power of colleagues, maybe that would make a little bit more sense, sweet and dumb little thing. Oh, I don't need to be that mean. Well, I'm a villain. Duh. What do you mean I don't need to be that mean? Well, yes, I could be nice. I could be very sweet and adorable if I feel so. But why would I? Especially to you. What would I gain by being cute? What? Don't you enjoy it anymore? Being utterly and publicly humiliated by me. You used to enjoy it. Or do you think that I did not know? Do you think I never noticed you taking little glances at me? The little gasps of air that I would hear you take when I would look at you. When I would smirk at you, when I would call you dumb, when I would call you incapable, when I would say anything that would publicly humiliate you. Do you think I've never noticed it? Do you truly believe that you had the upper hand in hiding that little secret of yours from me? From me of all people, really? You truly do not seem to be able to use your head for these type of things. I do admit you are very good at anticipating certain moves. You're very good at being a detective. You're very good at, quote unquote, saving the world, which again is not the world, it's just a tiny, puny little city. But for whatever reason, you and your colleagues, yeah, colleagues, not friends, like to feed your own ego into thinking it is the whole world. But I digress. You are good at those things. But you're not very good at hiding the skeletons in your closet. hiding the fact that you have very, very interesting dreams about me. Oh, are you blushing? I didn't know you were able to openly blush. You're not even trying to hide it now. Oh, what are you gonna do? Say, it's because it's hot down. It's not hot down here. It's very cold and humid. It would not make you feel warm. It would not make you feel hot. And definitely, it would not make you feel bothered because you're hot. Maybe because you're cold, but... tell me, quote-unquote, hero, why are you blushing so much? What's this excuse? Huh? What's your excuse this time? There's no one here for you to hide. Your true nature that you adore, that you live for this, that you sometimes look for me. See if I'm doing something that I shouldn't. And that you sometimes wrongly frame me for things that I have never done before. When I was just trying to have a day off. No, that can't be. You need me. You need this humiliating interaction. For what reason, I ask? Is it to make you feel alive? Is it to make you feel something down there? What would they say if they knew who you truly are? Huh? Tell me, what would your colleagues say? How would they look at you? Would they be disappointed? Would they be disgusted? Would they feel betrayed knowing that their most, supposedly most innocent, most wholesome member was this? Touch-starved, this thirsty for being humiliated, for being degraded, huh? I don't think that would go very well for your goody-two-shoes little image of yours. The image of, I can do anything in the face of evil. I'm not taken by corruption. No. What's this? Human desire does not affect me. Oh yes, it does, sweet little thing. Especially when I give you a disappointed look. Or maybe you would love that from them. Maybe you would absolutely adore it. Having them look at you in disgust. Having them want to spit on you with disappointment. Oh, that face you're giving me, it is absolutely interesting, if I do say so myself. Absolutely adorable. What do you mean this is a dream? It's not a dream. Well, for you it would be a dream. But it's not. You're very much awake. Yeah. You are very much awake. And this is very much reality. Or are you admitting to the... very interesting dreams that you have about me. because you didn't say, "This must be a dream." No, 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 sweet little thing. You said, "This must be another dream. Another dream." Another dream? Do you really? I was joking. I was actually joking, but are you actually admitting that you frequently have interesting dreams where I kidnap you and put you in a dungeon? A very humid dungeon. Oh, poor little thing. Naive and poor little hero. This is only the beginning. What am I gonna do? Oh. Don't worry. Don't worry. I am going to kindly give you a little taste. What do I mean? Well, I think it would be a waste for me to bring you here and just let you be. Not do anything at all. Well, your colleagues. Again, colleagues, not friends. Is that them? Might be. Might not be. You never know. But as I was saying, just because you live with your colleagues doesn't make you their friends. Believe me. You're more colleagues than anything. And if anything, I would say we're more friends than colleagues. Yeah. Because this would not be the first time that I've seen you outside of this very interesting outfit. I gotta admit, what's it? What is this? What are you wearing? What do you guys wear? It's so tacky. Humiliating. So, 50s? Like, a very weird sitcom for kids from the 50s? Please update your outfits. It's very humiliating to be seen with you guys outside. Yeah. Oh, you want to talk about my outfit? What's wrong with my outfit? It's all black. It's figure. It fits my figure very well. Well, so that I can run around. All I want, it's comfy. Nothing's gonna be ripped off. Nothing's gonna be caught anywhere. I have my hair tied back. Everything is slick and on its place. So, what is there to be wrong about? It's easy to put beneath outfits. Really? Think practical. Not as a dumb little hero from a little cartoon. You gotta be smart about it. But we're running out of time. How about we start with the preparations for how your colleagues are gonna find you? How about we start?